I'm here with Lindsay. You just had a session on
informal education.
Sounds complicated.
Yeah.
I think it's best to start actually from your background. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. My personal background, like my education and...
Yeah. Or your professional, as you like. Whatever is important.
Okay. So I consider myself a cell biologist at heart. And then I've had a lot of experience with different types of informal education, such as science museums and volunteering in the community, doing research discussions. And currently I work for a science festival called State Festival in Berlin. And it's an open art, science, and society festival that is very interdisciplinary and focuses on different topics. Last year was emotions, and this coming year will be immortality. And we just try to bring cutting-edge research to a very general population with a very low entrance fee, such as 30 euros, and just bring art and science together to stimulate really interesting discussions. And yeah, just discussions and fun times.
Which is truly a great festival. We have talked about it many times. I think it's like the third time?
Yeah, this year we've been third.
So I think in the very first year, Lucy came to us and said, hey, this might be something. So we have it on our radar and always make it public to our listeners. So let's come back to your session. What made you propose this topic in the first place? And what is your impression from this session?
Yeah, I proposed the topic because I consider open science and the open knowledge movement is also, it's about sharing research, but also about reaching out to just everybody and not keeping knowledge within the academic institutions and bringing it to the public. And so I just wanted to really just get some ideas from people and share ideas and just have a fun session of, hey, what's your crazy idea? What would you love to see that you know you can't do when you're in a university setting and there's regulations? And so everybody, it was interesting how everybody had their idea that they wish they had always done, but they just haven't been able to do. Yeah,
crazy that everybody actually has an opinion or even an experience from this kind of topic, but nobody actually thinks about it unless you ask them. So
yeah, it's like hidden little secrets that everybody has. They're keeping them in their brain, and when you give people the opportunity to say them, it's really fun.
If you would to have to take away one thing from the session, what would it be?
Probably games and the ability of bringing people into a game and then motivating them to work together, and how collaboration can be stimulated by games. And I took that away from this session. Other informal ideas that people had were having some sort of projects that explain the scientific method to the public and do that in a way where the public sort of designs experiments and then understands what the scientific method is about, and just having that accessible right on the street and allowing people to get an experience of the scientific method just walking around and living their daily life.
Cool. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the Barcamp, and I'm pretty sure that we somehow get into contact for the next State Festival, because that is one on our list.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good day, too.